Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At the same exclusive event, and we have so many questions, you guys. Justin is not out. Justin is on vacation, just so we're all very clear. But Carney Wilson is back, and we are joined by Graham Bunn. You may know him from his podcast, Country Shine, or he might look familiar from The Bachelorette. You have a lot of jobs. Ooh. Carney, not to bypass you, we're very happy you're here as well.
Go to the man,
no, this is the real MVP, but I am glad to be here. It's always fun to be here with you. So, it's Monday. It's a great
Monday,
way to start the week.
We're going to have the best show ever. Justin's back tomorrow,
Good.
So this is going to be a great
let's
show
check it
just
off.
To show him. All right, let's get started. What is going on with Angelina and The Weeknd, you guys? They were both spotted at Mustafa's private concert in L.A., adding to the rumors that they could be secretly dating. Fans got a photo of The Weeknd with a group of friends while Angelina was seen with her daughters Shiloh and Zahara. Okay, so what do you guys think? Was it a coincidence that they were both there or something? There's never a coincidence in Hollywood, right?
Well, I feel like you have a very strong opinion on this.
This is the problem.
You know what?
Before the show starts, I talk so much shit, and then I'm like, what do you guys think about that?
What do you think? Again, let me go.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think, to answer my own question.
Yeah,
I
know. Very strong,
you can't sell me out yet.
He can't even answer. You're already doing it. Okay, go.
I will just say this, and then you guys can tell me what you think.
Okay. Yeah.
I do think there are no coincidences in Hollywood. I don't think people just show up at the same place magically when they've already been spotted somewhere else. I don't care if you're leaving separately. That's very 1992. Mm-hmm. Like, no one is leaving separately doesn't throw us off. Like, we're extremely savvy people. We have social media. There's little nuggets that are happening because don't forget, they want us to talk about this too.
Right. And they were seen out to dinner, right? They were seen having dinner
previously.
First of all, dinner. Who goes to dinner with Angelina Jolie unless you're going to dinner with Angelina Jolie?
Agreed.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I would love to test that theory.
But here's the thing, though.
Full on test that one.
But sometimes people in Hollywood go to the same events. And at this event, they saw them out together.
Mm-hmm.
She was with her kids. So I don't know.
But I feel like she's always, that's a good point, but I feel like she's always with her kids. Like she's very inclusive of them. It seems like they're very close.
Right.
She's a cool mom bringing them to a cool concert.
1,000% coincidence. We're going to cover it a little later. Sometimes people end up in the same places and they're not dating.
You think that this was a coincidence?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
You have not been doing Daily Pop long enough. That is not a coincidence.
We'll run it back. I'll tell you why later. But we've got a great show. There's some things where coincidences happen. You know?
Okay. Oh my God, you have some insight. They
a
didn't tell
insight.
Me.
You know, a little That's insight. Good. I brought insight with me
I'm
today
happy
on
to
Monday.
Hear that.
You know?
We need all the insight. All right. Next up, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are taking things to the next level by working together. They were spotted packing on the PDA while reportedly filming a music video over the weekend. RiRi has been pretty quiet about their relationship. Do you think working together will be good for them or bad for them?
Have you ever done this? Have you ever worked with someone?
Oh, yes.
How'd it go?
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
I've been married for 21 years, okay?
It went well.
So I met my husband, we're all music. I met him at a concert. Mm-hmm. That's all we do is play music, write music, and he's on stage with me. He's our guitar player. And he produced one of our albums. So I work with him, but I just can't write songs with him. The minute we start writing, we start fighting, like instantly fighting. I don't know if it's like his style and my style clash or that we're just bickering because we're husband and wife, but we bicker every day, every minute anyway.
Right. Of course.
And I think that's part of why we stay together. I know that's weird.
No, I get that. I totally get that.
We don't hold things back. We just get it out and constantly complain about every little thing. But I like when couples or people work together and they have a little romance. I think it can light fires in good places.
I agree.
I'm down to start it. like you work together, things start up, but then once it's already established, I feel like I'm still scarred by the Twilight Saga. I mean, you know, them breaking up on set.
That like, hurt
I,
you. Yeah,
it hurt
that
me.
Hurt you.
It hurt me to my core. Like,
wow.
I can't do it. I can't do it. So, and once it's off the ground, no more working together.
Yeah, I can see, obviously, I can see both sides of the situation. I think it could be really great because obviously it's somebody you trust.
Right.
But then you also have like the Wendy Williams of it all, right? Where you work with your husband for all those years.
Yes.
It takes a specific two types of people to really be able to be collaborative and work together.
But you did the music video with your husband.
I did.
Did
but
you
that
fight
was,
with him on
so
the set at
I
all?
Was a, you know, and I will be honest, I don't lie to my Daily Pop audience. Yeah, I did. I was a little bitchy that day because here, and it was so not about me. It was such a big deal for him, and he did such a great job. But I was, oh my God.
Yes.
Party.
I love it. Yes. I love the content.
He was like, I really want you to be in the video. And I was like, of course I'll support you. I was, you know,
yes,
just had a baby.
Of course.
Fine. And basically, long story short, he was like, you're just going to do a few waves, whatever. I was under the impression, and I've been doing this long enough to know, they pad the time. You're going to be there for a while. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought all my scenes, which were like three, was going to be all shot in the beginning. I was going to go home. So it ended up not being that way. So they shot
all
me out
day.
Of order. So it was all day long. But I didn't bring hair and makeup with me because I did not think it was going to be all
day. Like, you really need
so
it.
So I had a little bit of a meltdown in the middle of the day. And then we got some McDonald's. I felt better. But yes, I definitely
you pulled
had.
It off. That's you good. Pulled it off.
I definitely gave him a little. And he looked at me like, this is not about you. And I was like, oh, yeah. But anyway, he got me some nice art after to say sorry. It was very sweet.
Perfect.
But working together is not easy.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not easy.
But it's fun, too.
It is fun, too. And I was happy to be there. So.
That's right.
To your, yes. All right. Thank you, Carney, for bringing that up. All right. In today's Would You Do It, we are all one step closer to going to space. In case you missed it, yesterday's Richard Branson became the first person to ride into space in a rocket he helped fund through his company, Virgin Galactic. Here's what he said mid-flight.
To all you kids down there, I was once a child with a dream, looking up to the stars. Now I'm an adult in a spaceship. If we can do this, just imagine what you can do.
Wow. All right. Wow. His goal is to event. That gave me chills. His goal is eventually to take paying customers into space, and you could actually win two tickets through Omaze. All right, big question. Would you guys do this?
I'm not going.
I'm not going either.
I have trouble
running?
Leaving Los Angeles. Like, you want me to go to space? What?
I'm not a good flyer, so this sounds frightening. And also, if you watch some of that footage, one of the astronauts in like the third row, she was like going like this when they. It's frightening to me. This is hardcore stuff.
I am with you guys.
I applaud anyone that gets on a rocket.
I'm
space? No? No space
no
for you?
No space for me. I have to say,
I would have lost that bet. I could see you in space.
Can you really?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm extremely claustrophobic. The lack of control.
Right.
And I'm like you. I'm not a great flyer. I really don't like being in encapsulated spaces for too long.
Yeah.
No space for me. Don't want to do it.
It takes a certain kind of person to do this. And
I don't need to
admirable.
See it.
And that's fine. You stay in your rocket. I'll stay here.
Yeah. But,
that's
I mean,
fine.
I have to say, I will. We love that this is happening. I mean, this is such a major.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
This is unbelievable in our lifetime.
You could see the joy in his face.
Yep.
He was almost singing down to all the kids down there. He was.
Unless someone really wants to do it. And then you feel guilty because I do not want to do it.
Right.
But if somebody that I was with wanted to try that and they had the means to do it, then I would feel pressured. So I guess it's cool that you're able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want it to come into my life. I don't want it to be a part of my life.
Like, let's say you're on the rocket and you're going and you have all these like scientists, smart people with you because you have to be smart to get up there.
Yeah.
What if something goes wrong?
Well, then I'm out. I'm good.
What if their side of the rocket flies off and then you're alone in space and you know what the hell you're doing? How does he know? How do they know what they're doing?
He didn't. Well, to your point, they have very smart people that know what's going on.
Right.
I mean, this wasn't just like, oh, let's go up on
Thursday. No, I know that.
They planned.
Two decades, they were building this for two decades,
right.
Is that right?
Right. To your point, you think of the unknown to a level that would prevent you from going, right?
Right.
Like, if you're thinking about things like that, you probably shouldn't go into space. He was clearly willing to take that risk that gives me chills.
Of course.
Nope. No, thank you.
No.
But we're very happy for you, Richard. We're happy that it happened. So. Richard's celebration didn't last very long, though, because Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin, came for him in a tweet. They said Branson's spacecraft is just a high-altitude airplane, and its windows are too small. I mean, Jesus. Should these guys be... Okay.
The gloves come off.
It's Uh-oh. You both have $100-plus billion. Jeff Bezos, shut the... You are such a dork.
Going out.
Shut up.
Oh, for 10,000 miles difference or whatever, they're saying, like, we're better than you.
Also, why do you care? Is your ego that... fragile? Like, why do you care?
Of course it is. Billionaires, of course it is. It is that fragile. Of course.
Yeah, I just was like, that's, I look, I'm all
about. Are you shocked by that?
I just was a little like.
I'm not shocked by it.
I know.
I guess
no.
Come on.
I just feel like he should live in a world of like, I am, it's so unbelievable that I even get to be a part of such a groundbreaking experience to pave the way forward.
Of course.
I have $186 billion. I don't need to come for the other guy who got up there first if his windows are too small.
Well, he has $186 billion because he's crazy competitive. Yeah. He's never going to let anything go. So
and the
it's
ego,
a double-edged sword.
It's true.
And the ego is in the front seat. I mean, he does great things.
He
but,
does.
You know, he's driven by, I don't know. He's got a big drive and he's
also
in space,
that was hilarious.
Which is amazing. Wait, what?
They just cut it. He was like, oh, it was just a high altitude airplane. Like, just totally demeaning somebody else.
I don't know. I thought it was
a
little.
I don't like that part. But
it was a little lame, I thought. There's room for everyone in space. All you billionaires with your tough lives. All right. Coming up, our new interview with Chip and Joanna Gaines. Thank God. Their marriage secrets plus Joe's struggle to get her man in line. And can you guess the celeb who went hiking with a drink and a machete? The reveal is next.
Oh, dear.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celeb who hit the trails with a drink in one hand and a machete in the other. Ugh, I know who this is. Do you guys know?
I know who this is.
Who?
It's Ashley Olsen, correct?
How did you know?
Somebody mentioned this to me. This came up in conversation. I didn't know from the picture, but someone had told me this, asked me about it.
Okay, so her boyfriend posted this over the weekend, and I actually follow an Olsen fan account because I'm a loser and I'm completely obsessed with these two girls. Obsessed with them.
Wow.
And I saw the photo, and this has gone viral over the weekend, and she just is the coolest looking girl with the coolest looking machete.
She's a G.
Look at that. Look how everything's color coordinated.
This reminds me, like, when I used to drink, nothing would come between me and my alcohol.
Yeah.
So I
immediately looked at that and was like, I got to get a machete. I just want to walk around with a machete.
Look at her and her alcohol.
I mean,
it's
slightly fabulous, slightly odd.
Yeah.
Right?
The only thing that's really odd for me is the sunglasses completely cancel out her nose. Do you see that?
Yeah, but that's what she wears. She wears the big glasses.
But it's just so weird because it's like there's no nose. But
anyway.
Are
we going to skip over Carney Wilson's Colin Jost comments? Are we
but,
just going to?
You
just
know what? Off air versus on air.
Okay, all right.
Off air versus on.
All right,
I've learned that.
Throw things at you right before we roll.
It's Monday.
Trick.
I figured I would just ask. I was just asking if it was okay.
Because, Graham, we have questions to ask you, so we don't have time for Carney. So, Graham.
Okay.
Exactly.
I have questions for you. We saw these photos over the weekend that both you and Jana Kramer posted. They look awfully similar. Look at the rocks on that beach. Wow.
Is that similar? I feel like that's Southern California. A lot of Southern California looks that way. I told you earlier, it's coincidence in Hollywood that people show up places all the time. I did run into Jana this past weekend.
Oh, you ran into
weekend.
Each other on the same rocks at the beach?
Yeah. We were walking past one another, and we stopped and had a conversation. It was really cool. We ended up leaving together, but we met there.
Oh,
but Jana
man.
But Jana said that you guys were like in a little entanglement.
Yes.
All right. What do y'all
tell us how you really
define entanglement as? Because I have gotten so many entanglement messages since all of this came out. And by the way, I love you guys. Could we use a better picture? The last time this came up, I've had a beard for 12 years, it was the most
terrible. What bad picture could
they're using headshots of me from 2004.
Exactly. So what's going on
you're
here?
You're not getting good photos. But was that a coincidence, too?
Yeah, that was
that
was a very planned, convenient coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay, so where do things stand now? You just run into each other on the beach? Are you guys doing more than that?
Obviously, it's going to be that would be a hard lie to sell. Jana is an incredible woman. We've known each other for years and years. She's going through a lot right now. I'm not going to air her business out. But if or when she's ready for something more than, you know, we see each other when we can. We don't live in the same city.
Right.
We have a mutual respect for one another. But when she's ready, I will first in line with flowers, chocolates, everything.
We just got our answer.
So when she's ready, I'll be there.
Jana, this is good for you. We talked a lot. I'm really into Graham for you.
Yeah.
I really want you to take this seriously. This is very sweet. What's your sign?
I'm Sagittarius.
What's her sign? Do you know?
Sagittarius.
Oh, strong.
And I'm battling a little bit because I did hear that she's boarding a plane right now, leaving Los Angeles.
Do you want to send her a text? We're a phone-friendly show.
We're phone-friendly?
Or you want to call her right now?
Do you guys want to say? Let's call her right now.
We're just saying have a safe flight.
Would you get on a rocket and go to space with her?
For Jana? Yeah. I'll definitely do it, for sure.
Wow, there's a lot of love, you guys.
Yeah, let's see if she'll, I don't know if she'll answer. All right.
Are you seriously
We got to call that quick, because we have.
You saying have a safe flight?
Oh, we're FaceTiming.
We'll see if she answers.
Live on air.
Well, here we go.
Hi, we're on air. We're just saying hi.
Hi, cutie.
We were just bragging on you, and we wanted to say hello. Say hello to everybody. This is the lovely Jana Kramer, very talented, amazing human being. So
you got to put it that way.
Adorable.
We got to put it this way?
Yeah, we got to see her.
All right, everybody.
Jana, you're boarding a flight, so Graham wanted to say bye and have a safe flight, but I just said that for him.
I had seen that on your story. I had seen it on your story.
How stunning is she? Not a stitch of makeup. She's stunning.
By the way, did you see what I looked like when I walked in here today?
All right. Have a safe flight. You're the best.
Bye.
She said, hi, my love.
Yeah. I think that was to me.
That was to you guys. Yeah,
but either way.
But again, like I said, if or when she's ready, I would love to stand in line
and take her out. She picked up that FaceTime quickly. All right. I don't do that. Now, you guys, we have to get into Chip and Joanna Gaines. We just hung out with them, and things got a little out of control. You have to see what made Joe super uncomfortable. Plus, Aaron got the secrets to their 18-year marriage.
Is clearly working for you guys. You just celebrated your 18th anniversary. Congratulations on that as well.
Boy, do I blame me for that. It's been quite the journey, quite the challenge, but I have muscled through it, put up with a lot.
You are a saint.
Is it the long hair that keeps you coming back, Joe?
Jeez.
I do. I changed
things
up.
What do you think? Are you in camp cut hair or grow hair?
You know what? Before this interview, I was like, you gotta cut it. But now seeing it move in action and interacting, I'm like, maybe just keep.
Like this?
No.
More of this?
This is, it's getting actually out of control.
But Joe says she makes me play all these roles and characters, and she says it keeps things fresh.
God help us all.
Is this true?
They're recording
She's tired of the
wear the tool belt,
you know, character.
No, she's like, okay, let's move on. Next question.
Okay, let me save you on this one, Joe. So you guys are together 24/7, five kids, lots of this interaction. Do you guys ever need a break from each other? And if so, what are we doing to get a break?
It's really sad, and this is actually true. I need zero breaks from Joe. And Joe's like, can we just take a little break? I mean, just a couple of days apart for a girl's trip.
All right, baby girl, we are back at it.
Back at work.
Magnolia Network is launching. What are people gonna love most about this network?
I think Joe and I. If I had to just pick,
Oh gosh, you're such a weirdo.
Too arrogant, too forward, what? Okay.
I think what I'm most excited about is I feel like it's landing at a time and space where people are just needing to feel the encouragement. They're needing to feel that hope and that inspiration.
You know, a lot of people are super excited for a Fixer Upper reboot. We have been stalking your Insta for sneak peeks. So please tell me what is different about this time around.
There's a few things that are different. I feel like this time around, you know, we were really just adamant about this has to work with our schedules, just with the things that we're focusing our attention on with our business here, obviously our beautiful family. And so it's just, they made it work.
No real estate day, which is an interesting shift. And now a couple literally owns the house. Yeah. So the people own the house, call us. And so it's more like a renovation show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Did the doorknob just come off?
You know.
Okay, that we can fix.
How would you guys juggle it all? Because you're showing no signs of stress.
No signs, I like that. No sign, except for my voice. I've lost my voice.
Sounds a little stressed. But other than that, we handle it by lots of...
No. I can tell he's gonna he's just gonna say something that's not...
No, accurate?
That's funny.
Wait, what? How do we handle it all?
I will say, anytime we go home, anytime we're with our kids, like what we crave, what Chip and Joe crave is just simple, this normal life. When we get home, just connecting with our children, doing things as mundane as the laundry, being in the garden for Chip, being with the animals and feeding them, all those things that can sometimes feel like a chore are actually things that bring us life, that we saw kids ground us. They remind us every day when we walk in that
the house charges our batteries. You know, something about being there with the kids and the farm, it just really feels like we're being plugged in. And when we step outside the door, we feel like we can take on the world.
Oh, they're so cute. Magnolia Network launches July 15th on Discovery Plus and the Magnolia app. Still ahead, Chloe's exes go to war. Can we really pick a side here? Plus, think you can identify the most recognizable voices in Hollywood? Listen to this and see if you know who it is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here at Daily Pop, we can spot a celebrity in a crowd, no problem. But how well can we recognize their voices? Are you guys ready to play? That's who I'm talking about. Yeah, yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for that backup. First up, which actor and narrator is speaking in this clip?
I must admit, I didn't think much of Andy the first time I laid eyes on him.
I know it anywhere. I know it anywhere.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman, of course. Yes.
Dang it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Hold on.
I must admit, I didn't think much of Andy the first time I laid eyes on him.
Movie ever.
Best Morgan Freeman.
Best movie ever.
Okay, Carney gets a point. Which legendary musician and philanthropist is speaking here?
I just keep thinking about what an ale says. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Disappointed you didn't know who that was. It is the Queen. Come on.
I needed like three more seconds, I would have gotten
God, it's up
to you. No excuses. Play like a champion.
Yep, here we go.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes, yep, Dolly.
Exactly.
Yes, Dolly.
All right, now, who is this beloved journalist and actress?
My gift is my command.
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's Oprah.
It is.
It is.
God.
That's my Oprah. Gift.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
So you, okay, so two for Carney, one for Graham. All right. Okay, do you recognize this TV and film star's voice?
All they're doing is just leeching the dignity out of our beloved sport.
Whoa.
Oh, wait a minute.
Can we get that one again?
Time?
That was
yes.
hard.
Play it again.
All they're doing is just leeching the dignity out of our beloved sport.
Wow. All right, you guys. You're on your own there.
What did you call him? No idea.
He's an actor and a, did I say actor? I can't remember what I said.
You said... Philanthropist?
Actor, philanthropist.
No, the philanthropist was the first one.
Oh, sorry. Okay. See, I'm mixing all that up.
All right. Okay. A hint, he's in Blades of Glory if you want to try.
Will Ferrell.
You know what? Oh. Okay, let's see.
All they're doing is just leeching the dignity out of our beloved
Arnett.
Sport.
Will Arnett.
All right.
I have no clue.
Okay, this next one's a good hint, I feel. This next voice carried an entire sitcom.
Oh, who knows? Something about not being able to see.
Fran Drescher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, who knows? Something about not being able to see.
Oh, my God, Carney, you're doing very well.
It's the nanny.
They're very quick. Okay.
Stop giving Carney the answer.
Yeah,
they're not.
No, you were right. All right, which Oscar winner and daytime TV star is speaking here?
I only lied about being a thief.
George Clooney.
No!
Wait, what?
Come
on! Are
you
serious? Is he right?
No. Is he?
I only lied about being a thief.
Oh,
I
don't do that. That was like three
words.
Jack Nicholson, I'm a dork.
You're good.
Okay.
Come on.
That was good.
Okay, one more, but
tell
you're winning.
Friends.
Good at this.
Carney, you're winning.
Tell your friends.
Okay,
I'm
lastly, who is the actress and musician icon speaking in this clip?
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, wait, what?
Come on, guys.
Wait, play that like five more times.
Oh.
What?
Hello, gorgeous.
I missed it.
Okay.
Wait,
you guys? All right, I'm going to tell you, the answer comes courtesy of Funny Girl.
Hello, gorgeous.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
All right, Carney, you're winning.
I'm winning.
You did win.
She won.
She won.
She's
very
the winner.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Yay. Up next are the Spice Girls planning another comeback. The clue we just uncovered. Then we're hanging with Zendaya. What's she saying about her bond with Tom Holland and her Spider-Man co-stars? Stay with us.
I wanna really, really, really wanna take a wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever, friendship never.
It's been 25 years since the Spice Girls' hit Wannabe came out. God, 25
no,
years. That is
no,
so scary.
No.
Yes.
It's been 12 years.
Yes, it's been a long time. And it sounds like the ladies might be getting back together again. Mel B posted, we will be back. And that's my scary promise to you all.
Love it.
I feel like we have been hearing about them getting back together. They've gotten back together for reunion things. Right. And it's just sort of like it keeps losing. I love them. I was obviously a massive fan. But it keeps sort of losing the like mystique of like, like how many times are you getting back together? Are you right. all coming back together? Like, what, you know, I don't know.
Right.
Cardi, like, you love this song, right?
I'm obsessed. Like, Wilson Phillips, we added this
yes.
to our like girl group medley.
Oh.
So it's kind of comical, actually. I think we just get away with it, but I'm not even sure.
Right.
I start laughing at Wendy and China.
No, you gave us a piece of it. I want you to
share. It's so much fun to sing, actually. It's just really like...
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
But do you want to see the girls back together again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. I would love that.
I always want to
see people. I'm a huge Spice Girls fan.
You guys are so positive. Meanwhile, I'm over here being like, well, how many times are they going
to
get back?
Yeah.
I love them, too, for the record.
I want everyone to get back together. I don't like people to split up.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to ever... I think they'll do reunion concerts. I don't know if they're going to be a group ever again.
Yeah.
Posh is very busy, you know?
We'll take anything.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Bugs Bunny and his Looney Tunes team are back in Space Jam, A New Legacy. Zendaya has jumped on board to voice the iconic Lola Bunny, and she gave us a bittersweet update on filming with her Spider-Man crew.
Lola, show them how we do it.
Simplest shot in the game.
Now, first things first, I know I've always had a crush on Lola Bunny since I was a kid, so I gotta know how it felt playing that role, that iconic role of Lola Bunny. How was it?
There's obviously a sense of pressure because she is such an iconic character, and like, you know, we've all grown up with her. I know I was literally born the year the movie came out. So, and I come from a basketball family. You know, my mom is 6'4", so that should tell you enough. But my dad was also he was my PE teacher, my basketball coach. He wanted me to be LeBron.
What in the Matrix hell?
He was like, we kind of have done like a new iteration of what Lola represents and what she represents now in the world and kind of who she is and this new version of who we all know this iconic character to be.
Well, speaking of new version, she had a whole new outfit this time too.
Yeah.
Crop top before, were you feeling the new dig?
Yeah, of course. And I guess, I mean, she's like one of the, she's a team member, MVP. She's gotta be suited right, you know? She's gotta be taken care of, you know?
Lola! In the world?
Now we gotta talk about fashion just a little bit. You wore a beautiful dress to the BET Awards, honoring Beyonce, of course. Now, did she hit you up?
I've been a Beyonce fan from birth. If there's anything I'm gonna do, it's gonna be stan Beyonce. And she always deserves the flowers. All the stars aligned with the dress when we found it, and it was just, yeah, it was a pretty cool moment.
What up, dorks?
What's up? I think MJ really likes me.
My last question is, all your fans are obviously pumped about Spider-Man 3 as well. How'd it feel to reunite with the cast and get back in front of everybody and get going on that film?
It was also kind of bittersweet because it's like, we don't know if we're gonna do another one. Like, is it just gonna be 3 and done? So I think we just were all like absorbing and taking the time to just enjoy the moment being with each other and, being so grateful for that experience because we've been doing it since I was like, I did the first movie, I was 19. So it's pretty special to have grown up all together and be a part of another legacy.
God, she's stunning. All right, Space Jam, A New Legacy is out Friday in theaters and on HBO Max. And we're going to be on the carpet tonight, actually, for the new Spider-Man movie. And I did see her and Tom Holland last weekend at a resort I was staying at. Just want to say. Space Jam movie, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wow. Flex. So, the flex.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I shouldn't have mentioned that, but I did see them in person, and they are very adorable. So,
wow, that's cool.
I know. Coming up, Cardi B spoils culture with a diamond necklace on her birthday. Is this too much for a 3-year-old, you guys? We're going to debate it next. Cardi B is kicking off today's Dear Daily Pop. We know how much the girl loves her rocks, and she's passing it on to her daughter. She gave Culture this blinged out necklace for her 3rd birthday. It's loaded with diamonds and 5 custom charms. Okay, they want me to ask, I mean, is this too much, or should they have a right to spend their money however they like? Okay.
I mean, this is college. I don't even know what to say.
Your reaction. Okay.
The questions sometimes are just so ludicrous.
Okay.
And then I'm like, you don't have to read that. Listen, first of all, you are entitled to spend your money. You work hard. Cardi B and Culture, Cardi B and Offset work very hard. They make a lot of money. They are entitled to spend it however they see fit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To me, a three-year-old, it seems like a pointless gift because what is she gonna? She can't walk around with that. I mean, by the way, the watch on her wrist.
Yes.
That's a million-dollar watch. I mean,
she just has to hold on to it.
Yeah.
She just has to hold on.
Hold on, I guess.
She realizes, you know.
Yeah.
If that thing came off in the ball pit in McDonald's. That would be going into that. Like what?
But I think you had a good point. Maybe she gave it to her now to save it for later and enjoy it
later. It's over the top, but so is she, and that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah. It's exactly. Over the top. Everyone gets to parent.
It's all right.
I mean, would you spoil your daughters like this?
No.
No.
I definitely would love the ability to do that, but I don't think I would ever do that for sure. But the ability would be great. Yeah. So I'm putting it out there. If I could ever have the ability to do it, I would love that.
Yeah. I think it's sweet. I think it's also, not to get too serious, I think it's also like you don't want your kids to be bored of that kind of stuff. Like they need to appreciate it before.
Absolutely.
And when you give it to them before they can understand it, it's like, what is there to look forward to?
Right.
Oh, I'm such a parent now, you guys. Oh, my God.
So mature.
Can you believe that? Mature. Meanwhile, I'm like buying diamonds for my kid. All right. Is social media more important than real life? According to a new Squarespace survey, more than 60% of Gen Z and millennials surveyed think it's more important to present yourself well online than in person. All right, which do you guys think is more important?
1,000% that's true nowadays. I mean, that's the landscape. You just look at LinkedIn. Like, no one hands physical resumes in now. Everything's online. Unfortunately, it is more important because that's how you meet more a broad breadth of people. And most of my friends are just online. So, hey, guys, if you're out there, that's why, you know.
I think it's more like 70-30. For me, it's in-person 70 and 30 online. Because especially with, like, dating apps, I mean, you know you have to, what happens if you meet them and then you just completely look different? I think that would happen.
For me, this makes me a little
sad. But they never even get there if the online's bad.
Right. No, I mean,
impression.
No, I present yourself great online, but then and you're a dog.
Happens a lot. But that's not the question, though, is it?
No, the question really, I mean, I think people think it's more important to present well online. So it could be, right? So if you present well online and then you're kind of like, you don't give a crap about how you are in real life, like, that affects meeting people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It does.
It makes me sad. I feel like this is a very distorted way of thinking, and people are so into image, and you know, you hear about all of these different celebrities and people, and I know a lot of people in the influencer space who, you know, present is so open and so nice, and then you meet them and they can barely say hi to you, and I'm like, you are such a fake ass.
Yeah, I know,
bitch.
That's part of the problem with this whole thing.
Well, air it out then. Don't hold back.
No, I just think you need to be as authentic as possible. If that's really not you, I think you know, you hear that about people all the time. I just think it needs. If you're going to care as much about your online presence, you need to care about your in-person presence.
And your hygiene.
And everything. Right. I care mediocre for both. So that's how I live.
But letter of the law, which is more important, though? That was the question. So, like,
in person.
Of course.
Are you kidding?
But you meet so many more people online than you do
in person. You don't meet them. You socialize with somebody through an app or through a machine.
That's the landscape of the world now,
but
unfortunately.
I'm talking about, I think it's more important to connect and actually have a lasting impression on somebody and have a good impression. I understand opening the door.
I'm just talking about opening the door.
Right.
Like, first.
But if I look like this on the show and then you see me for breakfast on Saturday and I look like a complete, it's not even about looks.
Right.
It's like you still
real
want
people,
whatever
though.
Image you're putting out there, whether it's, you know, you're in philanthropic causes, you know, you just need to make sure things are aligned. They can't be so skewed online is so different from in person.
Agreed. That wasn't the question, but agreed.
Okay, Graham's very about the question. The question is, specifically, is it more important to be online or better online or in person?
I just honestly feel like
it's
more
important.
Online? Well, nowadays, just with everything, how we are in an internet world, 1,000%, I don't think it's even close.
I just feel
yikes. That's like depressing.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
No, guys, come on. Not sad. It's Monday. It's going
to
be great.
It feels more professional to me. Like that, you know what I mean? Like,
LinkedIn's a good example. Yourself. But Instagram, I think if you're going to care about being on Instagram, you have to care in real life.
Agreed.
We're like not going to be real people.
Oh,
we're just going to hide behind these screens. All right, up next, is Khloé caught in a messy love triangle? How she sparked an online feud between her exes? Khloe Kardashian got caught in a very messy battle between her exes, and it all went down on her Instagram comments. After Khloe posted a sexy bikini pic, Lamar Odom commented hottie with a bunch of fire and heart emojis, and Tristan Thompson wasn't having it. He went after Lamar, writing, "Oof, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want, different results." Yikes.
Wow.
All right. Are you guys team Lamar or team Tristan or Team Nobody, really?
I'm Team Lamar. I know Lamar.
So, oh, okay. So, he gets a pass.
I have a basketball background, but I'll be honest with you. The last time I checked, I saw some of this going down in real time.
Yeah.
It was like 13,000 responses to that beef.
Of course.
Like, so I was just there for the comments. Ooh. If you get time, the comments are hilarious. People are really, live breaking this down. But yeah, I'm Team Lamar. I'm not a big Tristan fan.
I don't. Yep. Yeah. Carney, what do you think?
You can spin it in so many ways. You know what I mean? And it's just, I think that because she's so on Instagram every day, new poses, new outfits, new makeup, new hair, that you can't help but make a comment. But I thought that was pretty harsh. I thought that was a harsh comment.
From Tristan.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
Tristan went way too far, and like, you can't. That's like a veiled death. That's a
that was like
harmful.
A little threat. Yeah, there was a little
and
threatening.
And also, like,
a little bit.
Tristan, like, Khloé's not messing with you right now. Like, right. You had your shot.
Of course. Several shots.
You're not together anymore. Yeah. So her ex-husband, if he wants to swoop in and say she looks damn good because she does, that's his business.
Yeah.
Don't get upset if someone else wants it because a lot more people are going to want it.
She did look good in the post.
She looks damn good.
She was crushing it in the post.
She looks damn good. Right. And I think personally she's looking at these comments and is like, boys, I'm so over both of this. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to live my life now.
I love that shower head too. Incredible shower head.
A lot of really good pressure.
Lots of, very strong, very strong.
Very strong. I like that call out. Bachelor alums Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell made their red carpet debut at the ESPYs, and it caused a bit of a controversy. Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss tweeted the headline, "Matt and Rachel come out of hiding," and Matt clapped back and said, "Ain't nobody hiding, okay?" A lot of fans are sticking up for the couple, saying they've been posting each other on social media for months. Were you guys surprised to see them together? Do you follow along with this at all?
I don't follow it.
Yeah, I don't follow it much, but I was surprised to see that beard. I've been trying to have a beard for a long time, and people are very...
That's a beard.
Very prevalent on grooming, and so I was surprised to see that beard was so out of hand. If you can't shoot left-handed three-pointers from half court like James Harden.
I was just going to say he looks like James.
You should not have that.
I was just
going to
say he looks like James Harden. I love James Harden. I will say he was recently here a few weeks ago, and he did not have that. So that really is impressive for that type of girl. Wasn't he just here?
Yeah. That's,
so you're
that's
saying
amazing.
There's two hooks then. You're saying there's two hooks on the side of that.
He just kind of put that on. It just needs a little trim, and then we're good to go.
I get the idea, and I don't mind it, but it's a little poofy. It's a little Santa Claus.
It's a little much.
Yeah, we got to get that taken in.
Papa Smurf. He's Papa Smurf.
She looks gorgeous, though.
But I love that suit he's wearing.
No,
she's stunning. They're cute together.
He's from Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, so he gets a pass.
He gets a pass.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
They're cute together.
He does look like James Harden. Very good. All right, Jason Sudeikis is living his best life. We saw him out recently with his new girlfriend, Keeley Hazel, who also happens to be his co-star on Ted Lasso. Jason told us how he's learned to balance his inner Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
The Ted Lasso welcome wagon has arrived.
We all have a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde in us. We just want to keep that Hyde hidden.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Ted Lasso, the most optimistic character on TV, has a feisty side too. And Jason Sudeikis is ready to let Led Tasso out.
Calm now, Led Tasso.
Alright, you little turd birds, start touching your toes. And touch each other's toes.
I feel fortunate to get to play a character that really asks the most of anyone to stay that optimistic, that hopeful. Doing self-work has helped squash or at least minimize my personal Led Tasso. But I do believe that, you know, anger is, while a secondary emotion, a necessary one, and you just gotta, work through it.
How long was that?
Not as long as last time, but nobody was hurt.
Jason was totally shocked by the show's massive success.
I mean, it all just sort of happened in a way that I never could have anticipated. We didn't really think much about the response.
What's Ted doing?
Probably homesick. Closest thing he can find to a Dodge Ram.
Woohoo!
Season 2 of Ted Lasso premieres July 23rd on Apple TV Plus. Have you guys been watching Ted Lasso?
I love Ted Lasso.
No, I haven't.
Okay, you got to watch it.
It's amazing.
My husband loves it. Every guy I know that watches the show thinks it's the best.
Right.
I like watch it like when I'm not on my phone, and I think it's good.
I watched it when COVID happened, and
it
makes you.
In.
It's so positive, and like Ted Lasso.
It's
everybody needs a Ted Lasso in their
everybody
life.
Loves Ted Lasso.
Okay, we're all here for
Ted Lasso.
Okay, good. Watch it if you have not seen it. Up next, the most breathtaking dress you've ever seen, but it's not what you think. Fashion or fail is next. I hope you guys are ready because it's about to get a little shady in here. We are playing Fashion or Fail.
Let's go.
We have our paddle, so let's get the party started with Bella Hadid's wild fashion statement.
Fashion.
She wore a Schiaparelli haute couture dress to a premiere at Cannes, covering her chest with brass necklace. With a brass necklace inspired by human lungs.
Wow.
Would you wear this?
Hell no.
Fashion.
But when I first saw it, I was like, whoa. And then it kind of grew on me. And now I'm like, it's kind of genius.
I'm all about fashion.
I'm saying it's fashion.
I thought it was an upside down tree. I mean, Bella's one of those people that gets away with like anything because she's stunning. But she gets away with weird fashion better than most people do.
Would you wear it? No,
these things are not staying
1,000% I would wear that. And the earrings are understated.
The earrings are beautiful.
Very understated.
I would not wear it only because I couldn't get away with it. All right. Supermodel Candace Swanepoel hit the Cannes red carpet in a pantsuit dripping in jewels. Is this fashion or fail?
Oh, this is fashion all fashion. The way.
You guys, I'm going fail.
What?
No!
Why?
I've seen it. I'm bored of it. This has been done a million times. I need Candace to bring something cooler than this. This is just, I'm not about it.
The struggle is real on a Monday.
No.
The hate is real.
No.
I think it's a fail.
Look, she looks beautiful and it fits well and it's fine, but it's like, we've done this a million. I'm so over the like, share. No.
I'll take it a million in one time.
I'll never get over it.
All right, Marion Cotillard paired her Chanel blouse with bike shorts.
Oh, dear.
What do you think?
Okay.
I hate to say fail.
I hate to say it.
You know what? I'm going to say fashion because this is extremely French. It's a very specific look. It's not easy to pull off. I don't love it, per se.
It's obviously not easy to pull off.
But, yeah.
It's not easy to pull off.
But, you know, she's...
It's the shorts.
She's French. French people get away with
No, I understand, but it's the shorts.
The Russian judge gave a 4.5.
Yeah.
I love the shoes. I love the top. I'm not sure. I can't...
Yeah, it's tricky. All right, let's do some more. Rihanna is giving us necklace for days paired with a lacy black dress.
Huh.
Oh, man. Wow. These are not easy today.
I'm really in the middle on this one.
Yeah, Madonna, eat your heart out. I'm going fashion. Anything.
You're going fashion?
Yeah, anything that gives a little nod to Madonna. Mm-hmm.
Can we call it fashion?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I go fashion. Okay, I go here.
I hold Rihanna to...
Do both.
It's the rotating. It's called fashion.
I hold Rihanna to such a high standard. I think this is beneath her, so I'm going to go fail.
Okay.
All right. Lizzo was recently out on the town, but she left her eyebrows at home. All right. Is this fashion or fail?
Oh my gosh. Oh no. I love her so much. I'll go fail.
I'll go fashion because I like Lizzo. Anything Lizzo does is dope. So she just gets it because she's so cool.
It is so cool. I'm all about no eyebrows. Yep. If you can do it, do it.
From the neck up, I love it. From the neck down, I don't love it. But from the neck up, I love it.
I did this one of mine in eighth grade. It did not go as well as that. So I'm gonna give her an A+ because I took a lot of heat for doing the one eyebrow thing in eighth grade.
Well, you were ahead of your time.
I was.
All right, Rita Ora was getting that good lighting as she walked through WeHo in a light pink dress and fuzzy slides. What do you guys think of this?
I'm down for it. Comfort is fashion to me as I wear a pair of jeans I've had for 10 years and a sweater that somebody who made an appearance on the show a little earlier picked out for me. Well, I'm going to go fashion because comfort is fashionable.
Okay, I'm going to go fashion too. I think because I had those slippers.
I'm sorry. I'm the downer.
No, you're fine.
I just don't like those shoes with it.
I get it.
I love her. She's totally fierce and fabulous. But I don't know. Like the purse and the shoes and the dress just don't go together for me.
It's very young fashion right now. This is like in.
Maybe
it's like slippers are in.
Because I'm ancient.
No, you are not ancient.
I feel ancient when I look at that. Come jump in the positivity pool.
The water's
warm. Oh my God. Yeah. No, you're fine. You guys, Carney and Graham, thank you so much. Tomorrow, Justin is back.
Thank you guys.
We'll be breaking down all the Bachelorette drama and hitting the red carpet with Zendaya and LeBron James. Bye.
Goodbye.
Fashion.